Christmas Day came and went more than a couple of weeks ago, but Ivan Nunez Martinez and his husband Paul Frame's home in Northwest Chester County, their lights still hang from every bush, tree, and shrub. The couple is savoring what can feel like borrowed time because Nunez Martinez was arrested by U.S. immigration officers almost a year ago. WHYY's Laura Benchoff caught up with the pair, who made headlines last year as part of an uptick in immigrant arrests while trying to legalize their status.
Inside Ivan Nunez Martinez and Paul Frame's home, the Christmas tree is still laden with souvenir ornaments, evidence that they love to travel and they look forward to this holiday all year.
Yeah, Las Vegas, Puerto Rico, South Carolina.
Like, every ornament on that tree is from somewhere we went.
This year, Frame says they thought they might not get to spend it together.
Christmas means a lot to me and a lot to him, and so it was great. It was nice to sure to have him home.
Last January, Nunez Martinez was arrested during an interview with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. His husband had encouraged him to work towards a green card based on their marriage. Frame is a U.S. citizen. Instead, Nunez Martinez spent 9 months in immigration detention at York County Prison. His arrest was one of a number around the country where people married to U.S. citizens were taken into custody while trying to change their immigration status. In his case, Nunez Martinez is eligible for deportation because he crossed the U.S. border illegally twice from his home country of Mexico. Frame says he now knows not even their marriage can erase that fact.
They don't look at the personal aspect of it. You're married, you've been working, he's paying taxes, we pay taxes together. And they don't look at the personal, they look at more what the laws of the land are, and that's kind of where we stand with it.
An immigration judge freed Nunez Martinez in October, but not because he won his immigration case. A recent court ruling meant he was eligible for bond, meaning he could wait for the final outcome outside of prison. He says that was a big relief.
When I get out from there, it was kind of like everything was like new life, new house, new job.
New house, because when he was arrested, he and Frame were preparing to move. New job, because he decided not to go back to 12-hour shifts at a garage. He wants to work less now and spend more time with friends and family in case he is eventually deported. Nunez Martinez has applied for what's called withholding of removal, a request to halt his deportation because he's faced threats as a gay man in Mexico. But the bar to qualify for that humanitarian protection is very high, higher than qualifying for asylum. So far, one immigration judge has denied his request, saying the threats didn't go far enough to count as persecution. Attorney Gonzalo Peralta is working on his appeal, arguing that the threats are bad enough, and even the Mexican police are sometimes the ones making them.
The country conditions are sufficiently bad for people who are out that they are not only not afforded the protection by governmental forces, but are actually victimized by them.
The appeal could take a year. In the meantime, the couple's thinking about what trips they'd like to take together. But they also think about what it would mean to have to leave the United States.
But I try to keep that not in my mind, but it's always in my mind.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, you know, it's stressful. So
we'll see. One day at a time.
That's one journey they're not looking forward to. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.